We have Mridanga players somewhere. No. We have bongo player. Some player. Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Gopi Janavallabha Kiri Hare 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 Gopi Janavallabha Gopi Janavallabha Kiri Hare 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 Gopi Janavallabha Sour and Braja Jana Hand Ha Braja Jana Hand Ha Jamunatira Vana Chaha Jamunatira Yamuna Tira Hare 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 Paramahans Pariva Chakacharja Astotara Satar Sri Sriman His Divine Grace A.C. Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai ISKCON Founder Acharya His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Raj Granth Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai Harinam Sankirtan Ki Nantai Goprimanandi Glories to the assembled devotees. Glories to the assembled devotees. Glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. 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 Hare Krishna. So, we're taking these verses in series. So, this is the next one in the line. This is from Canto 3, Chapter 25. And this is verse number 20. And the chapter is entitled Glories of Devotional Service.
Istrečak pjevanja Šrimad Bhagavatama, 25. poglavlje, 20. strofa. Naslov poglavlja je slave predanog služenja.
Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Rasagam madaram pasaham masam ajaram. Prasagam ajaram pasaham. Atmanam kavayo viduhu. Atmana kavayo viduhu. Sahiva sadhu sukrito. Sahiva sadhu sukrito. Moksha dwaram apavritam. Moksha dwaram apavritam. Prasagam ajaram pasaham. Atmanam kavayo viduhu. Sadeva sadhu sukrito. Moksha dwaram apavritam. So how do we do this? Do I read the whole purport, then you read, then you translate?
As you like.
Or is it line for line?
Actually, it's simultaneous, but I can
simultaneous, okay. Word for word, prasangam. Attachment.
Vezanost.
Ajaram. Strong.
Jako.
Pasam. Entanglement.
Zapletenost.
Atmana. Of the soul.
Duše.
Kavya. Learned men.
Učeni ljudi.
Viduhu. No.
Znaju.
Saeva. That same.
Ti isti.
Sadusu. To the devotees.
Bhaktama.
Krita. Applied.
Primjenivo.
Mokshadwaram. The door of liberation.
Vrata oslobođenja.
Apavritam. Opened.
Otvaraju se.
Translation, purport, by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila
Prabhupada.
Every learned man knows very well that attachment for material is the greatest entanglement of the spirit soul.
But
the same attachment, when applied to the self-realized devotees, opens the door of liberation.
Prema samospoznatoj osobi, bhakti, to otvara vrata oslobođenja.
Every learned man knows very well
jako dobro
that the attachment for the material is the greatest entanglement of the spirit soul. But the same attachment, when applied to self-realized devotees, opens the door to liberation. Purport is a little lengthy, so please listen up. Here it is clearly stated that attachments for one thing is the cause of bondage in conditional life, and the same attachment, when applied to something else, opens the door to liberation. Attachment cannot be killed. It has to simply be transformed. Attachment for material things is called material consciousness, and attachment for Krishna or his devotees is called Krishna consciousness. Consciousness, therefore, is the platform of attachment. It is clearly stated here that when we simply purify the consciousness from material consciousness to Krishna consciousness, we attain liberation. Despite the statement that one should give up attachment, desirelessness is not possible for a living being. Every living entity, by constitution, has a propensity to be attached to something. We see that if someone has no attachment for anything, if he has no children, then he transfers his attachment to cats and dogs. This indicates that the propensity for attachment cannot be stopped. It must be utilized for the best purpose. Our attachment for material things perpetuates our conditioned state. But the same attachment, when transferred to the Supreme Personality of Godhead or his devotee, is the source of liberation. Here, it is recommended that attachment should be transferred to the self-realized devotees, the sadhus. And who is a sadhu? A sadhu is not just an ordinary person with a saffron robe or a long beard. A sadhu is described in Bhagavad Gita as one who unflinchingly engages in devotional service. Even though one is found not to be following the strict rules and regulations of devotional service, if one simply has unflinching faith in Krishna, the Supreme Person, he is understood to be a sadhu. Sadhu eva samantavya. A sadhu is a strict follower of devotional service. It is recommended here that if one at all wants to be realized Brahman or spiritual perfection, one's attachment should be transferred to the sadhu or devotee. Lord Chaitanya also confirmed this. Lavamata sadhu sange sadhu siddhi sarva siddhi hoy. Simply by a moment's association with the sadhu, one can attain perfection. Mahatma is a symptom of a sadhu. It is said that service to a Mahatma, or an elevated devotee of the Lord, is Dwaram Ahur Vimukti, the royal road of liberation. Mahatseva Dwaram Ahur Vimuktas Tamo Dwaram Yoshitam Sangi Sangam. That's from Srimad Bhagavatam 5.5.2. Rendering service to the materialist has the opposite effect. If one offers service to a gross materialist or a person engaged only in sense enjoyment, then by association with such a person, the door to hell is opened. The same principle is confirmed here. Attachment to a devotee is attachment to the service of the Lord. Because if one associates with a sadhu, the result will be that the sadhu will teach him how to become a devotee, a worshiper, and a sincere servitor of the Lord. These are the gifts of the sadhu. If we want to associate with a sadhu, we cannot expect him to give us instructions on how to improve our material condition, but he will give us instructions on how to cut the knot of contamination of material attraction and how to elevate ourselves in devotional service. That is the result of associating with a sadhu. Kapila Muni, first of all, instructs that the path of liberation begins with such association. Om Agyanti Midandasya Gyanajana Salakaya Chaksu Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadammayam Dadati Swam Padantikam. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadara Sivasari Gaura Bhaktarinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Rama Hare 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 Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Association.
Друженья.
Actually, the verse is very instructive because it's the basis. The difference between what is material
and what is spiritual.
We are not dead stones. Contrary to some philosophical teachings that go on the name of spiritual.
They say that
you can become without desire. You have to give up all desire, and desire is actually the cause of suffering. How is it possible to be without desire? They're partially right that desire is a cause of suffering.
Želja uistinu jeste uzrok,
but it's wrong desire
ali,
that causes suffering.
Kriva želja uzrokuje patnju.
Desire is the nature,
želja
as Prabhupada points out here, is the nature
kaže,
of the living being.
Priroda,
consciousness
svjesnost
is symptomized by desire. And as consciousness becomes formulated in association with what we say the objects of the senses, desire increases and attachment develops. So the basis of all suffering is wrong desire. That's all. As soon as desire becomes changed to right desire, then the same desire, then that principle of desire leads to what we say, liberation, happiness, or ultimately the goal of life. So one cannot give up desire. But the living entity in the material world has associated with the material energy from time immemorial. We cannot trace out our association.
It's
inconceivable. A term is used sometimes that the living entity, the condition in the living entity is called nitya bada.
Now bada
means condition. And nitya means eternal. So we understand that we are Krishna's eternal servants. We have been with Krishna at one time in the spiritual world. And now we have fallen into this material energy. So how do we understand that the word nitya applies to our existence in the material world? Because nitya means eternal. Well, the actual explanation is given by the Shastras, and of course given by the great souls, is that nitya really means that our conditioning has been so deep and so long term that the word eternal applies to it, in the sense that one cannot even imagine the beginning of our conditioned nature. And it's interesting because our conditioned nature is what it is. It's conditioned. It's something that we have acquired, which is foreign to our actual existence. The soul is by nature pure. The soul is by nature part of Krishna, and Krishna is transcendental to all material energy, to his own energy, which is material, which is by nature temporary, and is caused and is by nature signified by illusion. But the conditioned nature of the living entity seems so strong that our conditioned nature, which is actually our fire nature, or something that is acquired, it's almost like a disease. When you get sick, the body takes on something which is unnatural. And due to that unnatural state, there is some suffering. Our conditioned nature is like a disease, but it has become so deep in our existence that our spiritual nature, which is really our nature, which is the essence of our existence, seems so foreign to our actual understanding of our own identity. And our material nature seems to be more what we say our nature. But that is how deep the conditioning is. Even in our, you know, understanding of our the way we speak. Sometimes we say, we refer to ourselves as this body.
Sebe smatramo tijelom, ali
we never
mi
will
nismo
be
ovo tijelo.
Nikada
nećemo biti ovo tijelo.
We have a body.
Nikad ne možemo biti tijelo. Mi
and we always
tijelo.
Have bodies.
Uvijek smo imali tijela.
In fact, as long as we, the living entity has any material desire, that causes one to take birth.
Ono je se rađalo.
That causes one to take another body.
Rođenja,
and again, be in a situation which is called unnatural or foreign to our constitutional nature as spiritual.
So,
the association with this nature, this fire nature, which is Krishna's material energy, has caused so many kinds of attachments. Subtle attachments,
subtilne vezanosti,
gross attachments,
grube vezanosti,
attachments.
Vezanosti.
And because of that, those attachments, we mistakenly, you know, act in the wrong way. We act according to the nature of those attachments. Or we try to fulfill the purpose of those attachments. We try to find some success, some happiness, some progress, something through our association with the material energy. And therefore, as explained in this verse and the purport, that this basis of this type of consciousness is the cause of all suffering. It's the cause of all suffering. But to get over this material attachment is so difficult. It's so difficult. Because the attachment goes so deep. In fact, this is explained that the more you become purified from attachments, the more you realize how attached you are. That's the indication you're becoming purified.
To je pokazatelj da se
sometimes pričešavamo. New devotees
ponikad,
or devotees who have just been practicing for some time, we might use the category neophyte, start to think that I'm pretty detached. I'm engaged in devotional service and I'm doing chanting and I'm associating and I'm enthusiastic. And
entuziastični su.
I remember in the early days of the movement, maybe you can remember, Mataji, there used to be this term called PDS. It's called Pure Devotee Syndrome. After 1 year of really trying hard to practice devotional service and showing some really exemplary enthusiasm in there, we start to think, I'm pure. I'm purified. But then again, after a while, Krishna shows you in different ways. That's part of your illusion. So this attachment really goes so deep. And there's two categories. There's the attachment to objects, attachment to misidentification. What are the attachments to misidentification? I am a man, I am a woman, I am with whatever body I'm in, I'm attached to that, the nature of that body, or I have that attachment to it. I am culture, gender, race, what else we might say as far as eye sense, or even, you know, position.
Naš položaj.
You know, I am a guru, I am
ja
a sannyasi,
ja
I am a temple president,
ja sam
and so many
hrama.
Things. Lord Chaitanya gave the formula, even showing that within the categories of vana and ashram, these are all designations that are external to the soul. He said, you know, I'm not Brahman, I'm not Kshatriya, I'm not Vaishya, I'm not Sudra, I'm not Brahmacharya, I'm not Sannyasi, I'm not Grihastha, I'm not Vanaprastha. What am I? And then he goes on to explain in terms of his ecstasy of realization that I am simply Gopi Bharta Bhadekamalayor, Dasu Dasa Anudasa. And I'm simply servant of the servant of the gopis in
Vrindavan,
using his ecstasy of Radharani's mood of devotion to Krishna.
But we learn from that verse that,
you know, all these designations are simply external to the self. So how to get free from designations? Here's the formula, or here's the attachments. That one has to become attached to Krishna.
Or
one has to become attached to Krishna's pure devotee.
Treba postati vezana za Krishnog čistog bhaktu.
Mahatma dvaram ahor vimuktas tamo dvaram yositam sangi sangam. Again, that verse. An attachment to great souls opens the door to liberation. Attachment to those who are associating with material energy for sense gratification, that type of attachment brings, Prabhupada uses the word hell. One goes to hell. So association is the means for helping to cultivate the right type of attachment. We have to associate with Krishna's devotees. We have to associate with the process of devotional service. But still, in that association, these attachments that we have been associating with in terms of, you know, material activities, still seem to be very strong, very deep. And we're speaking in the seminar about various types of anarthas. And there's anarthas that are caused by ignorance of one's position. There's anarthas caused by offenses. There's anarthas caused by sinful activities. But there's anarthas also caused by pious activities. The desire for liberation. The desire for mystic power. The desire for heavenly, you know, happiness. The happiness that comes. Srila Prabhupada made a strong statement. Seeing how we were attached back in the old days, he said many of my devotees, referring to his disciples, will attain Svargaloka. Svargaloka, who wants that? It's another form of hell. To go to the heavenly planets and try to enjoy sense gratification in a better way, we're trying to give it up. Now we have to go to heaven and just do it in a better way. So that's a curse. That's a punishment. To be able to have better forms of sense gratification. Because sense gratification in all forms ultimately leads away to the ultimate goal of life and causes one to be an illusion. Even the best forms of sense gratification. Prabhupada used to say, even the devas who are intelligent, who know Lord Chaitanya has come and this movement that is being spread throughout this planet, they are trying to take birth in this movement in order to get the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu so they can engage in the Sankirtan movement. And Prabhupada said many of our devotees, children who are born into this movement are actually coming from that category. So to want a better material position through the process of devotional service is really, it's like giving up smoking so you can take up drinking.
Prestanemo pušiti da bismo mogli
početi. I just made that up right now.
Da bismo mogli početi piti.
Ovo
sam upravo izmislio, ne znam ima li kakvog smisla.
One form of suffering for another, that's all.
Zamjenjujemo jedan oblik patnje za drugi.
So this type of consciousness where
vrsta
we try to engage in devotional service to improve
kako bismo poboljšali
our material situation
svoj
or to get the results
bismo,
of a better material situation
da bismo dostigli
is actually a diversion
položaj,
from real devotional service
od pravog, predanog služenja,
bhakti means to purify the heart.
Znači
an attachment
srce.
To association with those who are detached from everything, who
engage,
fully engaged in devotional service, is the way to become what we say
da postanemo
affected by that consciousness.
Način je
da
se
svjesno uključimo. Trebamo se družiti
i služiti
družiti
sa onim baktama i služiti ih sa onim baktama koji su oslobođeni od vezanosti.
Even in our devotional service, we see that we become attached to certain things. This is an interesting subject. How do we see the attachments in our service that are either necessary for our service or something that is not necessary for our service? How do we make a distinction between what is necessary for our service and what's not necessary for our service? Just like we see in, there's a principle, and it's a sound philosophical principle spoken by Rupa Goswami.
To je Anushakta Visayam
Ye Yajijam Upayunjite Nirbande Krishna Sambande Yukta Vairagya Uchchite. And Prabhupada would like to quote this verse quite often,
which is the basis of renunciation.
Because real renunciation means not to simply renounce material things, but to use material things in the service of the Lord. Because ultimately everything is the property of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So when we take whatever is available and use it for the service of the Lord, then that is what is called real renunciation. But how much do we use and how much do we take? Can we misuse that principle? We do. We have that tendency
to
sometimes over-collect and have so many aspects that I need for devotional service.
Imamo previše stvari
so it's,
za koje
really
smatramo da su nam potrebne za predano služenje. Takva je linija između onoga što je
povoljno
i onoga što nije povoljno.
U odnosu
na to kako trebamo koristiti materijalnu energiju u služenju Krišne.
There's this story.
Ima jedna priča.
It's an interesting story.
Zanimljiva priča.
Of how attachment works.
Kako djeluje
this is a story for brahmacharis.
Ovo je priča
but
za brahmacharje.
All of you can benefit from this.
Ali svi vi možete steći dobrobit od
nje. The renounced mood is really the nature of the soul. So all of us are really,
zapravo je priroda
duše.
Svi smo mi
u stvari
odvojeni u svojoj duhovnoj suštini. U pravom smislu
so, this is an interesting story. Prabhupada tells
this story.
Priča
koju
it's about the brahmachari and his
kopanima.
Now, he's a very simple brahmachari.
On je jako jednostavan brahmachari.
He's living on the banks of the holy river.
Živi na obali Svete rijeke.
And he does his bhajan.
I tamo provodi
svoj
bhajan.
And his only possessions are two pairs of kopanas. That's all he has.
To je sve što ima.
So when he takes his bath,
pa
one gets
kuka,
wet and he changes it and he hangs one up to dry.
Da se suše.
But somehow or other
ali,
there's this little mouse that comes along and starts chewing
jedan
on
mišić
it.
Koji to nagriza.
And that's his only possessions, two sets of copas. So he's thinking, you know,
razmišlja.
I need these things.
Pa trebaju mi te stvari.
So, and this mouse is really a nuisance. What to do.
Prava
so he can't really absorb himself in his bhajan because of this. So his mind is distracted because he's worried about his kopas. Can't meditate. Have you ever had that problem? Maybe it's not with kopas, but
možda
maybe other subjects that come up to your mind.
Neke druge,
it seems to be so important we can't absorb ourselves in our chanting. And so he doesn't know what to do. So, you know, his friend comes along and his friend says, you need something, you need a cat to chase away the mouse. If you get a cat, then you can get the cat to chase away the mouse. He says, oh, that's a good idea. So somehow or other he gets a cat. And the cat's chasing away the mouse. But then, meow, meow. Cat wants something to eat.
Ali mačka je gladna.
So he's thinking, now I gotta feed the cat.
A joj, sad moram nahraniti mačku.
So what to do? Now I can't meditate.
Radi?
I'm trying to meditate instead of
pokušava
hearing Hare Krishna, he's hearing meow.
I umjesto da čuje Hare Krishna, čuje mačku kako mjauči.
So I don't know what to do.
I ne znam što da radi.
So his friend says, well,
prijatelj mu kaže,
you know, you have to give the cat some milk.
Trebaš mački
but where am I
going to
get milk from?
Pa
you have to get a cow.
Treba ti krava.
All right.
No, dobro.
So I get a cow.
Nabavit ću kravu.
Good idea.
Dobra
solves
ideja.
Solves the cat problem.
Riješit će
so
problem
the cat can
s mačkom.
Take, chase away the mouse and keep his copens from being destroyed.
Tako da mačka i dalje može tjerati miše
so
i da se kopeni ne unište.
He gets a cow.
Nabavio on tako kravu.
And then he milks the cow.
I pomuzeo
gives
kravu,
it to the cat.
Dao mlijeko mačke.
And the cat is happy and chases mačka away the mouse. Everything's working nicely.
Sve lijepo, sve lijepo.
But then he realizes now I have to
onda
milk this cow in order to
kravu,
get, this, get the milk for the cat.
Mačku.
And this is a problem.
I
the cow needs hay too, needs
krava,
food, it needs
sjeno,
to get milk.
Hrana, da bi mogla
now I got this cow.
Mlijeko,
can't meditate.
Kravu, ne mogu
so his friend says, well, you just need to get a wife.
Pa, samo ti treba žena.
So she can milk the cow.
Da ona može musti kravu.
You know, then you can you
onda,
know, do your bhajan and she can take care of the, feed the cat and
ona
then the cat will take care of the mouse.
Mačku,
you know.
A mačka će
good idea.
Za miša. Ma,
so he gets
dobra
a wife.
Ideja. I tako on,
after some time.
I tako on, ako nekog...
Because his whole idea is to get do his bhajan so he can be undisturbed.
Zapravo, čitava zamisla je bila da on,
so finally he gets a man, he gets married, and his wife, she's milking the cow, and she gives it to the cat, and the cat takes it, and so everything's going on. But then his wife says, after a while, she says, I can't live like this. This is too much. This is too renounced. I mean, I know you're happy with him, but, you know, living on the banks of the river for me is just not my mood. I need a cottage, you know. So you have to get out and get a job.
Ti se trebaš zaposliti.
So he decided, I was thinking, well, I have to take care of my,
pa
I have to get a job
se
so I can take care of my wife so she can take care of the cow so the cow can give milk to the cat and the cat can keep away with it.
Maška može tjerati miša i tako se zaposlio.
And then he has no time for bhajan.
A onda više nije imao ništa vremena za bhajan.
So this goes on like this.
I tako je to išlo.
And then he realizes, you know, maybe these kopens are not so important.
Možda ti kopeni i nisu bili toliko važni.
So he decides just to settle for one pair.
Pa se onda zadovoljio samo jednim.
So he gets rid of the whole thing, goes
pa
back
svega
to his
bhajan.
So this is how Prabhupada tells this story. It shows how material attachment works.
Kako bi pokazao
when we become attached to one thing,
vezanost.
That attachment leads to something else,
stvar,
which leads to something else,
što vodim,
which leads to something else,
to opet
which leads
drugom,
to something else.
I opet nečem drugom.
So one can have material things, but
možemo,
one should understand the value of these
stvari,
things to be used in Krishna's service. And one should even be detached from the objects that we need to use for Krishna's service. If Krishna somehow or other takes those away or doesn't provide them, then we're happy. So the principle of devotional service really is the principle of simplicity. One has to live and think in a very simple way, even in grihastha life. It's very difficult because there's a lot of responsibilities in grihastha life.
Mnoge odgovornosti u grihastha životu.
But Srila Prabhupada points out
kaže,
the example of grihastha life, the ideal grihastha was Bhaktivinoda Thakur.
To je bio Bhaktivinoda
Thakur. Now here is a person,
eto osobe,
great soul,
velike duše.
He had a big position within the British government.
U britanskoj vladi.
He was a magistrate.
Bio je sudac.
He had a huge family.
Imao je ogromnu obitelj.
And he had he was writing books.
Pisao je knjige.
And engaging in various activities of devotional
I,
service.
Provodio različite.
But he did everything in a completely detached way.
Ali sve to činio potpuno odvojeno.
He saw everything as a service
sve
to the Lord.
Sve vidio kao služenje Gospodina.
And therefore, whatever
stoga,
he was doing was in the mood
radio,
of Krishna consciousness. Now, to come to that platform
Krishna,
of purification,
tu
one has to practice detachment
trebamo,
before one can come to that platform.
Kako bismo
so in the beginning
razinu,
of devotional service,
dakle,
as we practice devotional
služenje,
service, Krishna takes away things.
Krishna oduzima
but as we engage
stvari,
in devotional service, Krishna gives
those
back
služenje,
because we
Krishna
have a different understanding of the value of those things. We don't see them anymore. For our own happiness
ne,
and sense gratification, we see them as objects that we can use in
Krishna's
service. And Prabhupada gave the understanding, just like Prabhupada would criticize or make a point that there was one famous spiritualist If you gave him money, he'd said, "Oh no, no, money. This is material. I can't touch money." Prabhupada said, "No, you give
him money.
We use it for Krishna service."
Prabhupada said something interesting.
"My money is my money, and your money is my money."
A tvoj novac je moj novac.
In other words, everything belongs to Krishna.
And
I am Krishna's representative, so whatever is in existence belongs to me to be used for Krishna.
Pripada meni da bih to iskoristio za Krishna.
Prabhupada had realization.
Prabhupada imao to
at the same time, no attachment for everything, anything, just attachment to Krishna. But these attachments go deep.
Ali te vezanosti su jako duboke.
So therefore, through association with great souls, we develop attachment for the spiritual. And through, as we develop attachment for the spiritual, we lose our attachment for the material. Attachment and detachment are in proportion. You know, there's a class of people who like to become detached from everything else. They like to live in the woods. Prabhupada used the example hippies.
The
hippies, they became attached in America back in the 60s, late 50s and the 60s, a class of young people. Simply wanted to detach themselves from the social convention, from their parents, and all the value systems that went along with that lifestyle. But still, they live a very simple life. But still, they're attached to sense gratification in a different form, engaging in all kinds of activities which are based on sense gratification. So one cannot give up material attachments unless they take on real attachments or attachments to Krishna through devotional service. Visayam divartante. That as one develops attachment for the spiritual, then one can give up the attachments for the material. But still, we should cultivate detachments. We should practice detachment from material things. And that is become detached from the idea that I am the enjoyer. That is the real attachment. The real attachment is that I am the center. That I am the enjoyer. That is, everything centers around me. As long as that consciousness still exists within the living entity, then one cannot really practice detachment in any real sense of the term. Because as long as one sees oneself as the center, we have to see that the center is Krishna, our devotional activities. And we become attached to Krishna and devotional activities, then we develop detachment for everything that is unfavorable. And that is explained by Sanatana Goswami, that six principles of devotional activity. And two of the principles, six principles of surrender, is to accept everything that's favorable for our Krishna consciousness and to reject everything that is unfavorable. And that takes a sincere, honest devotee to be able to discriminate between what is favorable and what is unfavorable. Even Maya will tell you sometimes that material things are favorable. Just like, I'm sick, but I want some pizza. Oh, but I'm sick. But I still want some pizza. But I know if I eat the pizza, I get more sick. Still I eat it.
Because I'm attached.
It's a simple example, but it illustrates how sometimes attachment overshadows our intelligence, our good consciousness. So a sincere devotee always tries to do what is best for devotional service. What is best for one's devotional service? That is the consciousness of one who is serious on the path.
Osobe koja je ozbiljna na
And Maya, Maya will present so many opportunities to be for objects and for facilities for devotional service. But one must be able to see what is favorable and what is unfavorable.
Predano služenje, ali trebamo vidjeti što je povoljno, što nije.
And that takes some some discrimination that takes some experience. But here the verse comes back to the essence. By associating with great souls, one gets the understanding of how to execute devotional service. But we may take that principle even in a more simplified way. Associate with devotees. Through a devotee association, Krishna works to purify our consciousness. Krishna works to help us develop detachment, and Krishna works to give us the understanding how to engage in devotional service. Association is so important.
Druženje je tako važno.
Prabhupada said there's three things that are really fundamental to our spiritual practice. Association. Can you remember those three?
Sjećate li se te troje?
Association is very important. How to associate?
Kako da se družimo?
That is all very lengthy subject, but associate in the mood of service. That's the essence. We're always in the mood of how to serve, not how to enjoy. As long as the mood of enjoyment remains, even if you're trying to enjoy Krishna consciousness is enjoyable. It's the topmost form of enjoyment. There's nothing higher than the soul's association with Krishna through the process of devotional service. That happiness cannot be compared to even the greatest forms of liberation, which are insignificant. Rupa Goswami explains that if you multiply liberation 1,000,000 times, that will equal maybe one small drop of the happiness of devotional service. How great devotional service is. And the essence of that happiness comes when we glorify the Lord in chanting the Lord's holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Nam Sankirtan, congregational glorification of the Lord, really awakens the soul's natural propensity for enjoyment. Just coming in contact with Krishna's holy name
in the
proper mood of chanting.
So
we're not interested in the so-called happiness that goes on in this material world. And we see people in the material world, they're trying to enjoy, and they work so hard to enjoy. They work so hard to get things to enjoy. And even if they achieve what they try to get, whatever happens, there's very little satisfaction and happiness. And there's always anxiety about losing whatever they attain. And that's the nature of everything material. Everything material is subject to the element of time. So therefore, one should not pursue anything that is of the realm of temporary. One should only pursue those things which are based on our relationship with Krishna. Become attached to that. Become attached to associating with devotees. Become attached to chanting Hare Krishna. Become attached to reading and studying these books and learning the philosophy of Krishna consciousness. Become attached to serving the spiritual master by being an instrument for his mercy and to help others become Krishna conscious. There's so many ways we can develop attachment in the right way. And these other attachments, which are still somewhat part of our consciousness, we have to be able to see the uselessness of that. Detachment is the platform, material detachment is the platform of happiness. As long as we have any, Prabhupada said, even if you have one small little attachment, that forces one to take birth again in the material world. I think Prabhupada said it. I'm not sure if this is correct. You can correct me. If you're attached to one sweet ball,
then you have to come back again.
You might come back in a better position. Still, attachment is like that. So the process of devotional service is the process of receiving the mercy of the Lord, which is when we get the mercy of the Lord, then we can break those attachments.
Možemo
so we have to
sve te
pray
Trebamo se moliti.
To Krishna, pray to the spiritual master to break our material attachments.
Da prekine naše materijalne
veze. I remember in the old days too, that was another thing that devotees used to do. Remember?
To su isto bhakti činili.
We would sometimes say,
ponekad bismo rekli,
please Krishna, take everything away. Please Krishna, and then he starts doing it.
Oh, onda bi to on počeo u istinu činiti.
Not like that. I wasn't planning it to happen like this.
No,
whoa, Krishna, slow down. Wait, I'll take that back. Not so fast. You know. I didn't know you were so expert.
At
you have to watch how you pray, too. But we want to make that prayer, really. But we also want to be ready for the results.
But
we can't be really ready for Krishna to take everything away when we're not really attached to Krishna. So that's the real focus, to become more and more attached to Krishna. And how do we do that? Hear and chant the glories of the Lord. That's how we awaken our attachment. To hear Krishna about Krishna, to chant about Krishna, to remember Krishna, and to tell others about Krishna. That develops attachment. Because Krishna is all attractive. His name, his forms, his qualities, his pastimes, everything in relationship to Krishna is
by nature,
of happiness, attraction.
So
as we develop more and more attraction to Krishna, we can lose our attraction for the things of this world. And of course, the ultimate attachment is attachment to the opposite sex. That is the hardest attraction to break. But only when we actually develop our attachment to Krishna in devotion, in pure love, then we can lose all attraction to anything in this material world, even to that attraction and attachment. So attachment, detachment.
Dakle,
associate with great souls, absorb oneself in the process of devotional service. Because every time we try to fulfill our material attachments, there may be some experience of some satisfaction, but after a while we feel
ali
lousy.
Nakon nekog vremena osjećamo se bjedno
i nesretno. Like, why did I do it? Why
pitamo
did I waste
se, zašto smo to učinili?
Why didn't I focus on
zašto
what is real?
Se nismo usmjerili na ono što je pravo, istinsko.
It's difficult, but
teško je, ali
the process of purification
proces
is the process of detaching ourselves from
odvezivanja
these, the things that are unnecessary.
Nepotrebnih stvari.
Okay. So we have about 15 minutes
imamo
before class ends.
Minuta prije kraja.
Maharaj, would you like to add anything?
Bi li Maharaj želio nešto dodati?
Corrections?
Neke ispravke.
Very well. Hare Krishna.
Jako si dobro govorio.
Thank you very much, Maharaj, for making
puno
it so
hvala,
clear
Maharaj,
that
što si nam tako jasno dao do znanja,
to practice detachment, we need to practice attachment
da,
to Krishna,
da bismo
Krishna consciousness.
Bili odvojeni, trebamo postati vezani za Krishnu i svjesnost Krishne.
When you were talking about this quotation that
si,
if we are even attached to one little small sweet ball, we have to come back. I was looking to the devotees
kuglicu,
and I perceived that they thought, wow.
Vidio, kako su pomislili.
I mean, they really all looked attached to sweet balls.
Svi su stvarno, svi su stvarno izgledali vezani za slatke kuglice.
They're young, they have a good digestion.
Mladi,
and,
s dobrom probalom.
Why not a sweet ball?
I vole slatke kuglice.
Let me say this. You can like sweet balls and
prasadam,
but if you don't get them, you should be in catharsis about
ne
it. You, know.
Biti u neku
you should be able to go
toga
on with your service. Somebody gives us nice, we like it and we think wonderful,
nam
but
se
if we don't get it, then it's not like,
ali ako to ne dobijemo,
where's my sweet ball? I can't do my service.
Gdje mi je kuglica, ne mogu,
that's the
ne mogu nastaviti sa službom. To je vezanost.
I would thinking if you can maybe tell us the, give us a road map with station one, station two, station three, about how to develop this amount of attachment to Krishna and this absorption in
Krishna.
I mean,
kako možemo još više razmišljati
saru o sanga sarva sastri hoy lava matta saru sanga sarva siddhi hoy. Now the word lava matta means one eleventh of a second,
znači that by associating with great souls, družeći se s velikim dušama,
one can become purified within that time period of one eleventh of a second.
U jedno
so I always
sekunde.
Wondered about that. How is that possible?
Kako
because we're also
moguće?
Associating.
Jer se mi družimo.
And devotees were associating with Srila Prabhupada.
Bhakti su se družili s
and then one day I heard a tape where Prabhupada was asked that question.
Prabhupada, we're associating with you,
but we're not getting this 1/11th benefit.
It
seems like it's not happening. And Prabhupada gave an interesting answer.
He said,
when the wood is wet,
kada je drvo mokro,
it doesn't light.
Ono neće gorjeti.
The wood has to dry out.
Mora se najprije sasušiti.
When the wood is wet, it doesn't ignite.
Kad je drvo mokro, ono
it has to
neće
first
gorjeti.
Become dried. And then
drvoga
immediately
treba sasušiti.
When it becomes dry,
onda,
in, the, in contact
suhom,
with the fire,
u dodiru s vatrom,
it becomes ignited.
Ono,
so we're a little wet yet.
Počne gorjeti. Mi smo još malo mokri.
So by associating
družići
with the fire,
se,
we gradually dry out.
Družići se s vatrom, mi ćemo
and then when we become completely dry,
i kada budemo potpuno suhi,
then we can experience that 1/11th. So therefore one has to continue to take that association
sekunde. Dakle, trebamo se
until that
1/11th
of a second manifests.
Sve dok ne dođe do te 1/11 sekunde.
So we have to continue to hear,
trebamo i dalje slušati,
and we have to continue to serve.
Trebamo i dalje služiti.
An association with great souls, that's the process. To hear from them and to render service. That's the mood.
To je raspoloženje.
Submissive oral reception, like that.
Dakle, ponizno slušanje.
And that process works. It goes when the transmission
kada prijenos,
is proper,
kada prijenos
the consciousness
pravila,
is transformed.
Se preobražava.
When the transmission is not proper, it takes a long time. So Prabhupada gives the example submissive oral reception. Now in one Bhagavatam purport, Prabhupada explains that one has to hear with rapt attention. But then he explains in that purport that in order to have rapt attention,
kako bismo
one
postavili
has to be pure
pažnje,
in mind.
Trebamo biti čisti u umu.
The mind is not pure, one cannot have rapt attention.
Ako
and then he says, in order to be pure in mind, one has to be pure in action.
Čisti u umu, trebamo biti čisti u djelovanju.
In order to be pure in action, one has to be pure in eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. In other words, one has to have the bodily activities regulated.
Regulirati sve te tjelesne aktivnosti.
But then Prabhupada goes on to say, but somehow or other, just hear.
Jednostavno trebamo slušati.
At the end he gives a concession.
Na kraju jednostavno
somehow just try to hear.
Kaže,
so the process of Krishna consciousness is to hear.
Je slušanje.
So we try to hear our chanting, we try to hear the classes, we try to hear the tapes, we try to come in contact with that sound vibration and absorb ourselves in the process of hearing. Just like I was listening yesterday to Mother Ermila's class. It was really interesting. She was
a
very interesting point. There was one line
bila jedna rečenica
in the purport
u tumačenju
that she was presenting
koju je,
and it was a point that Prabhupada was making
i ono što je Prabhupada želio reći
and instructing the devotees he was trying to bring
znači,
out what is that point that Prabhupada
upute,
was making
faktama, ona
and repeating the line over and over again
do toga,
until finally and
reći,
devotees were asking, giving different opinions of what Prabhupada was saying. So by hearing that over and over again
and
by hearing her explanations of how this line was presented to give an indication of what Prabhupada was saying, Gradually, our minds are coming in contact with this, what is actually being said. So going deeper into the principles by using our intelligence and getting the aid of another person's intelligence to help us bring to that point really brought out the point. It was amazing because as I was listening, I didn't pick up on the point either. Until I heard it over and over again, until finally it started to make sense. So that's how the process of hearing works. I mean, this philosophy is very subtle and it's very transcendental. So. And when it's spoken by the pure devotee, it has many deep meanings. So as we go deeper into it and discuss it and hear it, and then it starts to awaken, and it awakens in the way of realization, because transcendental knowledge brings realization. It's not just theory, it actually gives you realizations.
I think now we are terribly curious. What is the line? Страшно за ними.
I think only Mother Ermila can do it. I don't know if I could honestly could do it again. Would you like to try? It's in the previous purport. Yeah, okay. Can I give it to you? Oh. All right, I know which line. I know the line, but I have to find it. Where this is. Okay. That perfection in Brahman realization. That's it. Is attained through the auspicious path of devotional service. Indicates that the so-called Brahman realization or realization of Brahma Jyoti effulgence is not Brahma Siddhi. Whoa. I'll read it.
Opet ću pročitati.
That perfection in Brahman realization is attained through the auspicious path of devotional service. Indicates that the so-called Brahman realization or realization of Brahma Jyoti effulgence is not Brahma
Siddhi.
So that you want me to explain it?
Želite da ja
objasnim?
Sada ću vidjeti koliko sam bila dobar učitelj.
You want me to be graded?
Sada ćete mene ocijeniti kao učitelja, a i mene ćete isto ocijeniti.
Let me see. That actually Brahman realization,
Brahmana,
as it's understood from the impersonal, is not Brahma
Siddhi.
Real
Brahma
Siddhi is Krishna consciousness.
Pravi Brahma Siddhi je svjesnost Krishne.
Or the perfection of Brahman realization is to become fully Krishna conscious.
Je postati potpuno svjestan Krishne.
The auspicious path is the auspicious path. There's only the auspicious path is the path of devotional service.
Put
was it
služenja.
Shiva Panta, right?
Yeah, Shiva Panta, su bile riječi.
And I was saying, why is it auspicious?
Uh-huh.
Zašto?
Because Akilata, the super soul.
The self of the self.
The super soul.
The self of the self
is the surit who is desiring the greatest good.
And therefore,
that is the only thing
that
is auspicious. In the form of Brahman, he's not the self of the self.
I to je jedino povoljno.
U obliku
Brahmana on je samo neutralan.
Therefore, if you say that Brahma Siddhi must be Shiva Panta,
i zato kažu da Brahma Siddhi mora biti Shiva Panta, mora biti povoljno.
Because it's not the greatest good.
A Brahma nije povoljno, jer nije najviše dobro.
That Brahma Siddhi, which is Shiva Panta, must be something other than
koje je Shiva Panta, mora biti nešto drugo, a ne spoznaja Brahmana.
To je Prabhupadina logika u tom stihu. Dakle,
Brahma Siddhi mora značiti savršenstvo Brahmana, ali zbog te riječi Shiva Panta, to mora biti nešto drugo, a ne spoznaja
Brahmana.
Prabhupad kaže takozvana spoznaja Brahmana, to je impersonalna spoznaja. To je vezano za ono što si ti rekao, da Krišna oduzima vezanosti. A nama se to ne sviđa, to je Šiva povoljna. A Šiva znači i onaj tko je uništava. To uništenje je povoljno.
Okay, yeah, it destroys the inauspicious. And so Brahma realization, in one sense, is...
Spoznaja Brahmana je...
Ashiva.
Ashiva.
Ashiva Panta, not auspicious, inauspicious. Well, back to the point. That's an example of how these philosophical presentations are made by the great souls. And just to hear them, and I think that point was made by Mother Irma in class, we just hear them and it just goes in one ear and out the other. So by constantly applying our consciousness to the process of hearing, we go deeper and deeper into the meanings, which awaken realizations. And realizations are features of knowledge. This knowledge is actually features of realizations. As we get realizations, we develop detachment from Maya. So, this is a good example.
Ovo je dobar primjer.
Thank you, Marge. Thank you. Wonderful. Is there any other questions? Yes, way in the back. Anutama Prabhu? Yes.
Ispričao sam nam priču o svecu, kopenu i mišu. Razmišljam o tome i ranim danima o iskonu i općenito o iskonu. Da li je taj svetac prisilio svoju ženu, napustio ženu, čekao da dovoljno stari pa uzeo sam jaso?
This is a totally loaded question. This question is completely filled with a lot of intentions.
Puno namjera. To ima puno skrivenih namjera iza tog pitanja.
This is not a beneficial question for the group. This is...
Well, because obviously we have seen it time and time again in Krishna consciousness that there have been many people entering.
I will not answer this question when your wife is still sitting here in the back.
Neću odgovoriti na ovo pitanje dok ti žena još uvijek sjedi tamo pozadi. Strada.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
So many devotees enter the grihastha ashram, find that getting the cat and the cow and the cottage and the job is difficult. And again, I'm going back to the Brahmachari ashram.
Vratiti se u Brahmachari ashram.
Jedna žena left to be on her own,
prepuštena sama sebi.
Stuck with the cow and the cat.
I ostala s kravom.
And the mortgage.
I mačkom.
So we're just wondering if the sage waited till he was, 50, 60.
Samo me zanima da li te svetac čekao da navrši 50-60 godina ili to obavio prije.
You just keep doing what you're doing, don't worry about it.
Samo ti nastavi sa svojim poslom i ne brini o tome. Putuj, propovjedaj.
And enlightening the devotees, everything is okay.
Sve je u redu.
Don't worry about it. You don't have to go down to the banks of the Ganges.
Ne moraš sjesti na obalu Gange.
Travel and preach and
povoljno je propovijedati i biti dobar primjer savršenog grihasta života.
We need good examples in all ashrams. Anutama and his wife are ideal.
Svim ashramima, Anutama i njegova žena su idealni. Oni su idealan par.
Success in their spiritual life, very well off materially, but detached from all that, and now they're traveling and coming to different places in the world and using their time and whatever material facilities that they have accumulated over the years to preach and travel and to enlighten devotees. It's a perfect example of what grihastha life is.
I pomoću baktama, to je savršen primjer grihastha života.
So don't go back to the Ganga right
nemoj
now.
Nemoj se vratiti, nemoj još sad otići do Gange.
I'm totally sincere. I mean, you're
samo
an ideal example for what grihastha life can be.
Onoga što grihastha ashram može biti.
Wonderful.
To je predivno.
And they have two wonderful children.
I imaju dvoje predivne djece.
And they're both grandparents, too.
I oboje su i unuci su.
here is a good example of Krishna consciousness in its ideal sense.
Krishna u idealnom smislu.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you, Maharaj.
Anyway, the other part of the question, Krishna will give you the realizations when the time comes.
Krishna će ti dati realizacije za drugi dio pitanja.
Yes.
Kad dođe vrijeme.
That's Prabhupada says that this yogi left everything, or did he just felt sorry?
Kaže li Prabhupada da je taj yogi sve napustio?
No, he was absorbed in his bhajan. And that's all he ever wanted. And therefore, when he got those material things, he was thinking, this will help my bhajan. Because there's some disturbance to my bhajan. So I need these in order to absorb myself in my bhajan. But then he realized that it wasn't. He became more disassociated from his bhajan. Till there was no bhajan left. So Prabhupada just tells that story. This is the nature of a material attachment. You know, even if you're attached to one little thing, you know, it can lead to another attachment,
another attachment.
So that's the example of that story. Okay? Yes.
My impression is that this is just a symbolic story. There is not a real person behind that story. Just like many stories from Bhagavatam that are only metaphorical.
Yeah.
Like the story of King Puranjana.
But, take the point. The prey is real, the story is symbolic.
Poanta stvarna, priča je simbolična.
How symbolic it is, that's also... There have probably been some incidents in history where people have had such situations, trying to somehow or other get more in order to get less. I mean, we also think like that. I need this in order to become Krishna conscious. I need this in order to become Krishna conscious. And then it's more like what I need rather than Krishna consciousness.
Tako da se to više odnosi na ono što treba, a ne na svjesnost Krišne. I to je priroda.
How things can cause us to become more and more disassociated from what we really want to do.
Odvojiti od onoga što uistinu želimo
činiti. It's just the nature of material things that can pull us away.
Materijalne stvari
so therefore, back to Rupa Goswami's verse, that's really the basis. We have to be able to use whatever
sve što nam je dano trebamo koristiti u Krišnoj službi.
And not take on too much where that becomes a distraction from the actual service. And that requires two things. It requires some guidance and good association.
I dobro druženje.
Because really, it's hard to really estimate what we need and what we don't need. Uistinu
procijeniti što trebamo, što ne trebamo.
It's really hard. Want to hear something funny?
Želite čuti nešto smiješno?
I've just been thinking about it.
Razmišljala sam baš o tome.
I was at Gita Nagari.
Bio sam na Gita Nagari.
And Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj was performing.
Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj je.
One of it was a festival. And
bio je festival.
It was a marriage ceremony, and there was seven couples getting married.
Bio je to obred vjenčanja, vjenčalo se sedam parova.
So they invited all the relatives of the couples to come for the marriage, and they came from all over America. And it was about 40 of them they came.
People,
well-to-do, jobs, families, they just came to see their sons and daughters get married. Some of them didn't even know what Krishna consciousness was. Some of them, had heard about it. Some of them had some understanding. So we had a beautiful Vedic marriage. It was really colorful, and Chatur Atma Prabhu was there, and he's one of the best. He did the whole puja and everything, and it was just so wonderfully done. We did it that way to show these people. It was a preaching opportunity to show these people how devotees get married. We take these things seriously.
I da mi ozbiljno svađamo.
And they all appreciated it. They sat there. And then the most amazing, I don't know if the word amazing thing happened, but there was a play right after the marriage. And that was the play. That was the play. And I'm sitting there, and I'm sitting next to Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj, and I'm saying, Maharaj, what's going on? And he says, I don't know what's going on. And we were just looking. And there was, the devotees were acting out this play of the, you know, the mouse with the kopas and the brahmachari. And these 40 people had just seen this grand wedding. And I was just praying. I said, Krishna, just cover them so they don't understand what this play is all about.
Because
they looked quite happy after the marriage, you know.
So,
anyway, I don't know what the results of that was, but Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj, he was just mortified. And his devotees just went through this play, and it was so enthusiastic how they put it on, too. So, anyway, this is a little side point. So this play doesn't work in all places, you know. But good point, anyway. Okay, I won't keep you any longer. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.